Ah, the Romantics. It's What I Like About You, courtesy of the song Whisperer.
Well,
you're listening
done,
to
Whisperer.
Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, and Lee Sales from ABC 7:30 joining us right now.
Good to see her back in the big chair, and she joins us now. Hello, Lee. How was your holidays?
Oh, it was really, really fantastic to be able to switch off and not eat chicken-flavoured chips.
Oh, thank you, Lee.
This is the type of thing you should be doing on 7:30, yeah. I would have thought. That would be good.
Can you imagine if you did that?
There's nothing else happening in the world. Why not talk about the big stuff?
Yeah. We speak with the Prime Minister after that. Chicken chips, is this such a thing?
Coming up. But first tonight, chicken salt and vinegar. Oh, I mean, I would not walk past salt and vinegar to get to chicken.
Wow, I see. Salt and vinegar is overrated to me. Always has been. It gets a cushy ride.
Chicken flavoured, I mean, that does not taste like chicken.
Thank you. It's an oxymoron, as I pointed out earlier today, and many, and in fact, 100% of our listeners agreed with me, Lee.
I had you on a pedestal, Lisa. Yeah. I always thought you were smart, intelligent.
Lee, when we say that you've been on holidays in Australia and in the world, anywhere you are, it's very hard to go on holidays at the moment because of COVID-19 lockdown. So there's been a lot of streaming, a lot of watching things, a lot of listening to music.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say thank you. Because you put me onto a podcast called Strong Songs.
Oh, how good is it?
It's so good, and it's basically a guy who analyzes the greatest songs ever written. Oh, well, we think, you know, I seem to match all the songs I think are great.
Blue Suede.
Blue Suede. Hey, hooked on a feeling.
Boom, boom, boom. Let's go back to my room.
He hasn't done boom, boom, boom. He hasn't. But he did do a series, and it's been going for 2 years, and I looked at all the songs, and I've loved them. One of the songs that came up is from a musical that I dearly love. Let's just say it's from Hamilton.
Mick, has Jane been banging on a lot about Hamilton?
She's watched it 13 times since it's appeared on Disney+.
I've seen the stage show.
And I know you feel exactly the same way about this musical which you saw.
Me and Jane are like having a proper mind meld today.
Yeah, we are.
Flavoured chips and the Hamilton and the Strong Songs.
And you've interviewed Lin-Manuel Miranda as well.
It's like the Thinking Woman's Titanic. You know how people used to go see the Titanic 27 times? Yep. Well, now all the smart women in my life are going, you've got to go and see Hamilton.
Have you seen it yet, Mick?
Oh, I haven't, no, because there's singing involved.
No, so I'm going to see. Well, we can't sit in the same room together because we're in Victoria, but I will do it one day. But there is a song called Satisfied, and he analyses that song, Lee. This is just a little snip of Satisfied.
Strike me as a woman who has never been satisfied.
I'm sure I don't know what you mean. You forget yourself.
You're like me. I'm never satisfied.
Is that right?
I've never been satisfied.
Triple M.
Okay.
What is going on? Can I just say it's no nonsense?
Look, and I assume, I mean, you've got to be streaming Disney Plus to watch it. And when I think of the streaming services you most likely access at home, Mick, Disney Plus is the one that springs to
mind.
There's
God
definitely no
you,
singing.
Anyway, we'll give out the name of the podcast. It's called Strong Songs. And there's other songs like God Only Knows by the Beach Boys.
God Only Knows What I'd Be Without.
Great song.
One of the greatest songs ever, ever.
And he's the guy who hosted, his name's Kirk Hamilton. He's just adorable. But he's a really brilliant teacher. He explains things so clearly and well. And he helps you hear things in the songs that you've never heard before. And he helps you understand why they work incredibly well. It's so fantastic.
I agree, Lee. And he's a musician himself, as you are. Now, I still think a lot of people don't understand that you are a musician yourself and you can play piano extremely well.
I am pretty average, actually, but I can bang out a tune on it, basically. I really love it. I really, really love
What's
it.
What's your style? Are you kind of trad jazz?
Well, I was really lucky. I had an absolutely awesome teacher when I was growing up, so I can read music and play classical music, but I can also play by ear.
I'm not joking around here. If you want to have a bit, when all COVID's gone, we're going to have a big party night, and Lee's on the keyboards.
Don't do any Little Richard. That's all I'm saying. Jane took him to pieces on this program.
Hey, Lee, we better get a bit mature and grown up at some stage and point out
and
what you're going
to
talk about.
What's on tonight?
No, on 7:30 tonight. Actually, we've got a really good story that fits with the coronavirus pandemic stuff and looks at a hospital in Melbourne, the Brunswick Private Hospital, which is in the north of Melbourne. They had a spike there.
Is that a hot spot? Is that the phrase we're looking for?
Well, it was, but there's a family who's spoken to us where they noticed their mum was in there, Mabel Thatcher, her name was, and they noticed there was a real lack of physical distancing, and they weren't in the physio sort of sessions, and there wasn't enough mask wearing. Anyway, their mum was discharged. 2 days later, they heard that there was a cluster of corona there. They hadn't been contacted. They got in touch with the hospital via social media. Then they were rung by the CEO to say, it's fine, your mum didn't come into contact with anyone with corona. 2 days later, she became unwell, was diagnosed with COVID-19, and she unfortunately died.
Oh, God.
They're sort of talking to us to say, look, you know, we've got to improve our practices here. And so the hospital, Brunswick Private Hospital, has given us a statement to say that masks now are mandatory for all staff and visitors, and they dispute that there was a lack of social distancing, but they say that they've enhanced their practices and so on. But the family's talking because they just don't want that to happen to anyone else.
Sounds like that's a barrel of laughs.
Mm. And well, no, it's very brave of them to do that too, because it's getting
it's
very
an important
serious.
Story.
And it's not just elderly people too who are unfortunately dying from this. Mm. Now, Lee, I'm going to finish on something and asking you, because not only are you listening to podcasts, when you're on holidays, you're able to watch shows. And you watch a show called Indian Matchmaking.
Oh, yeah.
Now, is this just not The Bachelor and The Bachelorette?
It basically is. It's on Netflix. Lots of people have been watching it. It's a woman who's a matchmaker in India, and she's helping just line up young people who are looking for partners. Have you not watched any of it, Jane?
No, I've never heard of it.
Okay.
I was going to
ask what you thought of it. I find it a little bit sad, actually, just the sort of, and same with, you know, sometimes when I watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette. Just some of people's desperation.
Sad.
Well,
have you looked at Bachelor in Paradise? I mean, these are seriously stable human beings in Australia going on an island.
Well, in an arranged marriage environment, I'd be popular with a lot of mums out there who go,
oh my God,
this guy is tailor made. This guy's 100%. There's no downside. What's it called before we go?
Indian Matchmaker.
Right. Have a look.
Oh, my
thanks.
God. Brilliant.
Lee, and have a good one tonight, as you usually
thanks,
do.
Yes, guys. Catch you
Keep
later.
Keep us informed.
Lee Sales, ABC 7:30.
Very good.